for a championship.
A double play wins it. Three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! Mekhi Hatton, touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to the AHN Arena at Peters Township and the PIAA basketball playoffs. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network takes the lid off the 5A boys tournament as Peters Township, the WPIL runner-up, hosts District 3 8th place finisher Spring Grove. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Bob Orquist is alongside me, plus our WJPA Sports Network crew. Eric Bennett, our floor director. Brandon Bennett, Scott Donnelly on the cameras. Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. These two teams come in under very different circumstances. Spring Grove lost three straight D3 playoff games after upsetting number one Manheim Central in the opening round. And the Rockets had lost four in a row before that. Peters Township has won seven of its last 10. Two of those three losses were to Chartiers Valley, including the seven-point setback to the Colts in last Saturday night's WPIL championship game. The Indians that night hit just seven of 22 free throws in the game. But none of that matters anymore, really, for either one. Everybody in this 5A boys bracket is looking to do one thing, and one thing only tonight: start a five-game winning streak that would take them to the state championship. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, by Bud Bear Buick GMC on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Coming up shortly, a look at the rest of the 5A bracket, at other playoff action on the schedule for area teams, and our starting lineups. That and more when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Baer.
Welcome back to Peters Township and the AHN Arena, the busiest of nights in high school sports in Pennsylvania. The PIAA Wrestling Championships, all three classes, 2A boys, 3A boys, and the girls getting set to go to their state semifinals. That all begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Giant Center, and all of that action involving Washington and Greene County wrestlers will be on WJPA AM and online. And across the state, half of the 12 brackets will begin PIAA basketball playoff action. 5A boys, 4A boys, 1A boys, and on the girls' side, 6A, 3A, 2A. And we have two other games on our broadcast schedule tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off at Taylor Alderdice High School. The Alderdice squad hosting the Cana McMillan girls. That's the City League champion and WPIL third-place finisher Bruce Sokolik and Tom Drakely there to call that for us online at WJPA.com and on NFHS. And our crew is at Aliquippa in the 2A girls, WPIL champion Aliquippa hosting 7th place finisher Chartiers Houston. The only matchup in the entire first round across the state that pits two teams from the same PIAA district. It doesn't have to be that way. Why it is, I can't tell you. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't have to play a team in your own district in that opening round. Bobby?
Well, sometimes it's better to not ask at all, right? Well, I think you illustrated this one perfectly, Bob, when you did the open. Losses in 7 of 8 games for the Rockets. The one win that they had was over the number one team in their district, Manheim Central. That was enough to qualify them for the state playoffs. So they come in at 11-15, the 8th-seeded team. A different road for Peters Township with 7 wins out of 10 games. Their loss came in the District 7 championship, the WPIL championship.
Let me ask you about that game. First of all, the WPIL finals, Chartiers Valley scored the first 9 points. Peters Township won the rest of the game. From the 4-minute mark of the first quarter on, Peters outscored Chartiers Valley, and they did so shooting 7 of 22 at the foul line.
That's the number right there, right?
That's the game.
If you shoot 7 more free throws, you win the game. So they did good things. They did so with one of their big men, the sophomore Jake Wetzel, getting injured too. So he had to leave the game.
He did. A leg injury.
He's back tonight.
It's not an ankle. It's not a knee. It looked like in a little scramble, bodies flying over. I think he got kicked hard in the outer part of the shin. And if you've ever had that, not on the shin itself, that pain dissipates. But if you get the meat on the side and then it starts to throb, and yeah, that's not a comfortable situation.
Another thing you mentioned, the Giant Center, right? That's where these teams desire to be at the end of this tournament.
Indeed, that's where they want to be. The last weekend in March, an elongated state tournament schedule this year, because I think Cirque du Soleil is at the Giant Center, what would have been WPIL championship weekend. And
you
so,
don't like Cirque du Soleil?
I do.
Okay.
I'm good with Cirque du Soleil.
Just checking on that.
I will tell you, as a salesperson, I like this schedule. It used to be, and probably shall be again, we went from semifinals Friday, Saturday. I'm sorry, quarterfinals Friday, Saturday, to semis Monday, Tuesday. The instead of going Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday, because of semifinals and championship games starting Thursday, they always bumped that up a day. So as a salesperson, I would go from a team wins Friday night and they play Monday night. I don't have any time to reach out to sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. Not that the league cares about that. That's my problem. But this schedule, we're on Tuesday, or we're on Friday, Saturday. We're on Tuesday, Wednesday for second round. We're on Friday, Saturday for quarters. Then we're a week Friday, Saturday for semis. Then we're almost a week Thursday, Friday, Saturday championships. I love it. I'm getting hammered on the one message board that I write on, that the season's too long. Kids want to get on to baseball and softball and track. And I'm like, trust me, there is not a single, not one player on all of those teams that play an extra week wishing they could go outside at 38 degrees, snow, rain mix, and play a baseball or softball game or run track. There's not one.
Unless they're going south, right?
Right. They'll wait. They'll wait one more week.
Especially the 12 teams are going to end up with a gold medal, right?
Exactly. And the 12 others that are going to be playing them.
Correct.
If you're playing for a state championship, there's not a kid in that locker room talking about, oh, man, I wish I could go freeze outside playing baseball or softball right now. Oh, this season's too long. We should have been done last week. It just doesn't happen. Okay. Peters Township, winners of 7 of the last 10. They had a little 5-4 funk in the middle of the season and a 6-1 start to all add up to 18-8 campaign. Spring Grove's best part of the season, at two areas where they had really a strong time. 5-2 start, then went 1-5 over the next part of it, the losses to 4A District 3 fourth place finisher and the 6A eighth place finisher, and then went 4-1, including a loss to Central York, who won the District 3 6A championship. We'll check those starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Game officials Dave Shinsky, Carl Engatan, and Vincent Scappi. Starting lineups, first of all, for Spring Grove and head coach Jared Smith, 6'2 junior Caleb Allen, 6' junior Isaiah Holland, a 6'4 senior Dominic Pierre, who averages 8.7 boards a game, 11-point average score, 6'3 junior Cooper Smith, and 6'3 senior Kaiser Ludwig. On the Peters Township side, yes, indeed, Jake Wetzel is in the starting lineup. Let's run this top down. 5'11 junior Lucas Rost, a 5'10 senior Sean Thelk in his 58, three balls. 5'11 senior Nick McCullough. 6' junior Dylan Donovan, the Indians' leading scorer, averaging 19 points every time out. And 6'8 sophomore Jake Wetzel, 8 points and 6 boards every time out.
One thing to look at for Spring Grove, too, and their head coach, Jared Smith, his son, Cooper Smith, who's a junior guard, he's their leading scorer, one of their leading scorers. He missed some time during the season with injury. They've also had some illness, so try to look past the 11-15 mark. I'm sure Joe Armin is not looking past that.
Yeah, I'm thinking most coaches don't even look at that line.
I would agree with you completely.
It's us media types that, like,
part of our job, right? At least to get that out there once.
Or fans, as I saw about a 2A boys game tomorrow. Oh, we'll kill them.
This is the social media, the pitfalls of social media.
They're giant pitfalls. Winner of this game will play on Tuesday against either District 3 third place finisher West York or WPIL 4, Mars area. So you're either going to York or to Our Space.
I'd rather go to York. That's a joke, folks. It'll be District 7, and if it gets to that, what a matchup that Peters Township and Mars had in the semifinals with an overtime victory for the Indians.
Hershey, Penn, Trafford, Meadville, Uniontown, West York, Mars, Peters Township, Spring Grove, Char Valley, Cocalico, Montour, Milton, Hershey, Exeter Township, Latrobe, Johnstown, Moon. That is not a very good toss. And the officials realize it. We're going to toss it again. I bet in all my years of broadcasting and refereeing, I've seen that happen twice. Now here we open the state playoffs with a bad toss by the R. Peters Township controls the good toss in the opening tip, and the clock's not running. All right, it's the first game.
Got to get this out of the way early, right?
Exactly.
Bad toss, clock doesn't start, now they've got it.
Let's click that down to about 7:58 and be good with it. Or 56 and be good with it. That's what we'll do. That work? All right. Now Peters has to inbound the ball, though. A weave on the handoff. Thelk takes it right side. Give it off to Ross. Man-to-man defense for Spring Grove here in the early going. Entry inside intended for Wetzel. Too much float on it from Donovan. Turnover.
Yeah, good hands by Ludwig. Reaches out and creates that turnover.
On the dribble, and Isaiah Holland never got both feet and the ball, I don't think, in front court. I'd love to see that again, but he took a little drop step and stepped back over the line. But referee looked at it and shook his head no. Dribble drive from way out. Caleb Allen is cut off, and a pushing foul called on Peters Township. Free throws coming for the Rockets.
It's a little more of a deliberate possession. Nick McCullough gets his first personal foul, and Caleb Allen will shoot two.
Congratulations to the W&J women rally from four down late to win 76-72 in overtime and move on to tomorrow's second round. An NCAA tournament playoff win.
I believe that's the first ever.
It is.
For the Presidents.
Foul shot. Caleb Allen hits one of two, and the scoring lid is removed. Donovan, bring it. Ross on the perimeter. Thelk, pass just gets through to Ross. Now bounce it far side. Donovan, Ross penetrates his floater well short. Air ball caught by Pierre. Pierre takes the feed, gets across out of the Peters oval. The ball to Ludwig, and now three ball, Allen. Good. 4-0, Spring Grove in the lead.
I like the start. Allen's got all four. They get a steal, a rebound of a miss, and a tray, and they've got a 4-0 lead on the road.
Yep. Peters started poorly against Chartiers Valley, trying to nix that, and three ball for Donovan is good. His 57th three of the year.
That'll do it, right? You want to get on track. You get your top score at 18-plus on the right wing.
Coast-to-coast dribble. Holland loses the ball. Going to be ruled last touch by Peters Township. Donovan arguing he didn't touch it.
I don't disagree. He did
it. Yeah, he did not. Well, he certainly didn't touch it last.
I thought it hit Ludwig going out of bounds to begin with, or Holland.
It was Holland, indeed.
Holland.
Spring Grove inbound, trying to find a place to throw it in. And, boy, Allen came from out of bounds. He did not get both feet down before he took the pass. Three ball, left wing, off over top of the rim. Rebound off the window, comes right into the hands of Dylan Donovan. 4-3 Spring Grove. Donovan, spin, feed it across the circle. McCullough, spinorama, his shot partially blocked. Wetzel controls the loose ball. Around, Thelk will shoot it from long. It's good.
That's what Thelk brings as well. Thelk and Donovan get it from the outside. Back-to-back trays. First lead plus two for the Indians.
That was probably a blocking foul going to be called on Lucas Rost. Second foul on Peters Township in the quarter. That three ball for Thelk was probably 2.5 feet inside the volleyball 10-foot line or 3-meter line, whichever you call it.
Right on the square there on this parquet floor.
I'm a feet guy, you know. It's 10-foot line.
It's the attack line for me okay. In volleyball.
Oh, Indians almost got another foul. Fast break. Allen takes the pass. Hangs. Shot off the iron up and in. He's got all six, and we're tied at six.
He had a ton of patience there. Not only did he do a pump fake, he also reset on the layup.
Ross pump fake. Floater won't go. Rebound Ben Miller, who just got in the game. His shot blocked inside by Pierre. Little guys for Peters Township go in among the tall trees. Spinorama by Cooper Smith, and he's fouled. Three fouls on Peters Township in the first 3 minutes.
This one on Dylan Donovan, driving in from the right wing to the left blocks is Cooper Smith, and he draws the foul. Two more. Oh, they call it a four foul, not a shooting foul. So right baseline inbound for the Rockets.
Ball around the perimeter. Long three for Smith. Splashes home. Lead back to the Rockets. 9-6 Spring Grove with the lead.
Two threes either way in the early going.
First player not late named Caleb Allen on the scoreboard. Ross takes a bump. Three ball. McCullough good for the tie. Nick McCullough, 10th tray of the year. Peters pressure defense. Just under 5 minutes remaining in the quarter. Ball comes this way to Pierre. Far side onto the wing to Allen. Smith presents. Out, move out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Now to Ludwig. Bad pass, but saved there. Three ball launched up. Won't go. Rebound caroms over people. Caleb Allen ends up with the longboard. Euro step for the offhand lay-in.
About the start for Allen. He averages 9.5 a game. He's at 8 already. We're not even halfway through this first quarter. And there's an unforced turnover for the Indians.
Donovan doesn't catch a pass. Must have just looked away as the ball got there. And as often is the case, you don't catch it. 11-9 Spring Grove with the lead. Almost halfway through our opening period. Evan McCullough screened off the defense of Isaiah Holland. Ball comes near side to Smith. Man-to-man, ball into the corner. It's Holland directing traffic. Starts a dribble drive, picks it up, turn around, off the window, won't go. Reaching up over the top. Ludwig gets the rebound out to the wing to Pierre, who's called for travel.
It's a pretty good rebound.
And a break in the action. 3:58 to play here in the opening quarter. Spring Grove 11, Peters Township 9. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Back and forth, couple of ties, two lead changes. Spring Grove plus two at the moment after the under four media timeout, which we certainly appreciate the PIAA accommodation. Delk double team, pass on the jump out of that to Donovan. Now cross court. Ball to Evan McCullough. Diagonal pass over to the far corner. Jaden Greco kick it back out. Wide open. Three ball. Dylan Donovan. Well short. Coming over the top again. Another Spring Grove rebound. A little contact there, but Caleb Allen told play on. Spring Grove with the board. Now the ball comes to Ludwig. Kick it out of the paint to Pierre. His shot won't go. And Jaden Greco with a board. Greco bounces back from an injury. Three ball, far side, bounces off the rim. No good. Isaiah Holland with the defensive glass. 3:15 to play in the first. 11-9 Spring Grove. Holland goes to the rack. Knocked down. Play on. Shot won't go. Ben Miller with the ball in traffic. Three fouls in the opening quarter, all against Peters Township. Donovan tries to cross over. Pull up in the paint. Floater good. Tie game at 11.
First 2-point field goal for the Indians. Donovan now with five. That's a score shot right there. Creates space and stops and pops from 10.
Holland crossed the timeline. Picked up there by Evan McCullough. Ball to the near side. Cooper Smith feed it back around. It's Pierre. Left wing now again. It's Holland. He's hit from three 16 times this year. Caleb Allen, he says, watch this. I got 38 of those. Make it 39.
Here comes three.
Three ball won't go.
Three foul shots.
Thelk with the foul.
Thelk a little late, around the screen and reaches out with the right hand, a little bit of hip into Cooper Smith, who goes to the line to shoot three.
79% free throw shooter is Cooper Smith. First one, just enough length. 12-11. Spring Grove with a lead. 2:21 to play in the opening quarter. Second shot, also good. 5 points here in the early going for Smith. Peters Township, four team fouls, four different players. Rost, Thelk, Nick McCullough, and Donovan, each with fouls. Third offering for the 6'3 junior Cooper Smith in flight, then good. Didn't get the three-point shot to go, but steps to the line and nails all three. Three-point Spring Grove lead. Indians with the ball on the left wing. Nick McCullough. Wetzel at the top of the key. Now to Thelk. Thelk drives, kick it back out. Pass was tipped, and Ross didn't catch it. Stumbling forward, ball on the floor, saved there by Smith. He'll penetrate on the give and go. Ball is loose. Wetzel started after it. Ross grabs the loose basketball. Kick it back out. Thelk from the volleyball. 10-foot line is good.
Second time we've seen a long tray. You're right, that time, first time it was in front of it. That was right on the attack line for a tray.
He straddled the line, 1 foot in front and one behind. Tied at 14. Three ball for Allen, short. Rebound Wetzel. Able to fight out of a possible tie-up by Ludwig. Peters ball in the front court. Top of the key, little delay down the paint. Ross scores.
It's good read, good drive. Left blocks for Lucas Ross. First 2 points.
Across the timeline, into the corner. Ball eventually to Cooper Smith. Stops out in front. Turnaround jumper for the tie. That won't go. Rebound Wetzel. Nice box out to keep Ludwig from getting both hands to the ball. He got one hand on it, but couldn't get both. Thelk with dribble trouble and lost the handle. Indians unforced turnover after unforced turnover.
Yeah, not a smooth start. Really, Thelk just lost his concentration. Got some pressure at the end by Ludwig, but another turnover.
55 seconds to play, opening quarter. Peters Township up 16-14. Three lead changes. Ball ahead, pump fake by Smith. Now he picks up his dribble. Side of the lane, ball goes to Ludwig. Cutter, shot blocked from behind by Wetzel. Miller pressed the issue. He had trouble with the dribble. Ran into a defender, and a blocking foul called. First foul of the game on Spring Grove.
Four foul against Ludwig.
Yep.
Ludwig, excuse me. It's a good defense and offense, Bob, right?
Indeed. That ball swatted off the window. That's what started that whole transition game.
Despite the choppy start, we got a 2-point lead and possession late in this first quarter.
Ross, get it inside. Wetzel, turn around. Shot won't go, but he is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Second is foul on Dominic Pierre, his first. Team second, and Wetzel to the line. He's a 50-50 proposition at the stripe.
That's the advantage, too, by having Wetzel at 6'8". And Spring Grove knew it. They had two defenders back there. But Pierre gets the foul, and Wetzel has his first point.
Wetzel wedged that one at the window in the back of the rim, the flat part there. It just kind of wedged there and then flopped down in the hole. Second free throw in flight as well. That a little better look to it. Little arc and into the net. 18-14 Peters to its biggest lead of the game. It's back and forth, a fair pass, tipped away. Wetzel lob it ahead for Miller. Miller, shot won't go, rebound knocked around. Bodies all over the floor. Loose ball, Wetzel's going to get it. And his pass toward the baseline is tipped, but a foul call. Ben Miller got stepped on, and that led to Pierre ending up on the floor. See, Eric, can you give us earlier there that scramble under the basket? Do you happen to have that, Ben Miller being checked on? I don't know if we have that replay or not. No, it's already coming out. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Ben Miller went in.
He's on the right side. I thought that was going to be a foul right there on Miller.
There was not. He went to the floor. The loose ball gets tipped around. Here we go. He's on the floor, and then he gets kicked in the face by Dominic Pierre falling over him.
Fall on top of him. He wasn't fouled, actually, so good defense. But in the subsequent aftermath, Pierre falls on him. Miller looks to be okay.
That's one tough guy right there, and he is needed attention from the athletic trainers, and have obviously because of the stoppage to deal with that, he comes out of the game. Peters ball, 17 seconds to play, 4-point Peters Township lead, 18-14. Indians currently on a 7-0 run. Donovan crossover, gets a high screen from Wetzel, tried to give and go, ball knocked loose, controlled by Cooper Smith. Steal attempt, Indians get a nice blow by move for the lay-in by Nick McCullough to end the first quarter. Peters Township 20, Spring Grove 14, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Spring Grove will start the second quarter with the ball and a possession arrow throw-in after that Peters controlled the second tip of the game. They actually controlled the first one, but it got a mulligan.
Mulligan on the clock as well.
Yes.
And a rough start in this one. The 9-0 run is a good finish. A good play at the end by Dominic Pierre on the screen and roll. He makes the deflection, but then he turns it over. And as you called it, the blow-by by Nick McCullough.
Into the paint goes Holland. Finds a cutter, feed it across the paint. In there a long time and an outlet pass and get bailed out. The Indians bail out the Spring Grove defense.
That'll be number two on Ross. Got to shoot that right away. That was two good passes to get to the Pierre on the right blocks. And you're right, definitely a bailout.
Greco in, and Ross is going to sit. Greco missed some time this year, injured. Averages 8 points a game, a couple of assists. Nice ball fake by Pierre. He'll get it back from Allen. And now near side, it's Holland. Holland, trouble with the dribble, but ends up staying with him. Allen now on the left wing, up top. Holland, dribble drive, kick to the corner. Drive by Eisenhart, finds a cutter, over the shoulder shot won't go, and the ball ends up in the hands of Eisenhart inside. Three ball, far corner, well short. Wetzel will clean up the defensive glass.
Third rebound so far for Jake Wetzel.
Long pass stolen by Greco from his own teammate. Donovan trying to dribble drive and going to get a foul at the top of the lane.
It'll be against Owen Renda.
First on Renda, first on the team in the quarter. Eisenhart sits now after Cooper Smith ready to check back
in. If Renda doesn't reach at the end of that, that's 50-50 to me. They're going at each other physically, but the reach in at the end causes the foul.
Wetzel, Felk, Donovan, open, three ball, straight on, no good. Wetzel, tip, rebound, put it on the deck once, go up with the little baby hook and in.
That's a big man rebound and a big man basket right there. 11-0 run for the Indians.
Peters from down 14-11 to plus 22-14. Three ball pump fake by Smith. Now three ball in flight, short, rebound. Nick McCullough ahead to Greco. Makes the catch of the pass a little behind him. To Thelk, now to Greco. Quick with the feet, drives in, stops at the low block, walks back out in front, and the shot goes fading off. Going to be just called a bad shot and out of bounds.
It's Nick McCullough. He goes underneath and then kind of steps away. Doesn't fade away, but couldn't get anything. McCullough with five. Donovan with five. Six for Thelk to lead the way. Caleb Allen, for Spring Grove, has a game high. Eight of those in the first quarter, early in the first quarter, actually.
Isaiah Holland will work through backcourt against McCullough. Across the timeline. Left side, it's Ludwig. Entry pass all alone, and a bunny missed, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Isaiah Holland. There was nobody within a toll call.
Look at those Peters kids in the second row. Sometimes you're so wide open you don't realize it, right? And you miss the bunny because of that. Definitely blown coverage, but Peters Township gets lucky that the Holland misses the layup, and they've got the basketball back.
6 minutes to play, first half, 22-14 Peters Township in the lead. Winner will play either West York or Mars. Timeout, Indians. 5:57 to play in the second. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Bear.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
One of three games on the WJPA Sports Network tonight. Coming up at the top of the hour, Cannon McMillan girls at Alderdice, 6A bracket, and Chartiers Houston girls at Aliquippa. In the 2A bracket, those tip-offs both set for 7 o'clock. All of it online, WJPA.com, and the NFHS Network with video available there. Indians, after using a 30-second timeout, Ross back on the floor for Peters Township, dribble into the corner, avoids a double team, throw saved by Donovan at midcourt. Back to Ross. Now zone defense extended out beyond the arc. Pass for Wetzel, not caught. Deflected from behind. Some contact, but no call.
It's Isaiah Holland who creates that turnover.
Cooper Smith finds a cutter. Caleb Allen, turnaround Jay from 14. Good.
That's a good finish. Good turnaround. Jumper, first player into double figures. 10 of the 16 for the Rockets for Caleb Allen.
Almost 5 minutes between points for Spring Grove. Donovan kicked to a wide-open man in the corner. Evan McCullough's three won't go. Rebound tipped inside by Holland, but grabbed then by Pierre. Pierre will get the board. Last time Spring Grove scored, 2:21 to play in the first quarter. It had given them a 14-11 lead. The three foul shots by Cooper Smith. That drought ends. Now trying to go back-to-back buckets. Over the shoulder, shot won't go. Wetzel tips the rebound away, and now the Indians try to run. Greco cross the court. Donovan open three, short, rebound right into the hands of Caleb Allen flying down the lane. Loose ball picked up by Smith. Smith hassled from behind. High post jumper good. Smith's got eight. And for just the second time tonight, Spring Grove scores back-to-back times from the floor. Pass into the corner, off the mark. Evan McCullough can't save it, out of bounds. 4:10 to play, second quarter. 22-18. What was comfortable at 22-14 doesn't feel nearly as comfortable.
Full court pressure from the Indians. Another unforced turnover as well for Peters Township. Got to clean that up a little bit, even though you still have the four-point lead in this one.
Pierre and Smith break the full-court pressure. Ball comes to Pierre. Shoulder blow by against McCullough and gets the roll to go up and in.
Strong move, right baseline for his first two, the 6'4 senior.
6-point run now. Answered. Three ball, good for Nick McCullough. His first points of the quarter, 25-20. Peters plus five. Steal. Evan McCullough hangs in the air, misses the bunny. Put back by Nick McCullough, won't go. Rebound tipped out. Indians with two cracks in tight and can't get one to go. That should sound familiar to Spring Grove. Up the floor, Holland with a ball fake and scores. First points for Isaiah Holland, make it 25-22. 3:15 to play, second quarter. Dylan Donovan, stop and go, take it in, pull up jumper, off the rim, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Nick McCullough. Pierre got hung up in the air and couldn't get his feet down to the floor. Ball reach in. Pierre knocks it loose on the over dribble by McCullough. To Cooper Smith for the two-hand lay-in. Smith's got 10. It's a one-point game. Helter Skelter. Reach in again by Pierre. Play on. Donovan takes it right hand. Basket and a foul to go with it. 2:41 to play. Second quarter. 27-24. Peters Township foul shot coming when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
27-24, Peters Township up on Spring Grove. Foul shot coming for Dylan Donovan, who has 7 points to this stage. Dominic Pierre picks up his second personal foul. It is also the second on Spring Grove in this quarter. So two on Pierre, one on Renda, one on Ludwig. For Peters Township, two on Rost, one on Thelk, McCullough, Donovan. Foul shot. Donovan misses that. Rebound grabbed by Greco. Cutter down the lane. Donovan lay it in. Nice feed from Greco to Donovan for the deuce.
Indeed. Second rebound for Greco. Give him the assist. That's McCullough knowing where to go after missing. And Peters has the lead back up to five.
Holland on the dribble. Sprints up the floor. Now Donovan knocks the ball loose. Scramble for it. Rost ends up with it. Going in one on two. Stops. Will kick it back out. Felt catch, one dribble, kick it back around. Ross penetrates. Pierre keeps him out of the lane. Donovan, 12-footer good. Donovan, just like that's at 11 points, and Peters pushes the margin back to 7.
Three baskets in a row for Donovan. Two-point variety. Missed the and one, but he'll take that with a smooth jumper. Good defense.
Spring Grove had gone on a 10-3 run. Peters now answers with a 6-0 run. Little floater out front. Good bucket there by Isaiah Holland.
These two buckets both are nice. That basket by Donovan, by the way, he created that with the steal defensively.
Greco trying to get the ball to Wetzel, and he got a little delayed passing it. Now Greco reaches in and is going to be guilty of his first foul. 2-1 Peters in the quarter. We'll see here. Pierre and a little reach in there by Greco. Too much impediment to the dribble drive up the floor.
That is twice Dominic Pierre, the 6'4 senior, has got his hands in the passing lane on the pick and roll attempt, trying to get the ball back to Wetzel after Jake Wetzel sets the high ball screen.
Caleb Allen to key it in, 31-26, Peters plus 5 on Spring Grove. Feed into the corner goes to Cooper Smith. Bodies on the floor out there, the volleyball 10-foot line. Smith chested up by Thelt, pass it off. Eisenhart looking for somewhere to go. Bounce pass goes right to Dylan Donovan. Lob ahead. Nick McCullough catches that in the air. Rifle it across. Thelk for three. In and out. Thelk picks himself up off the floor. Eisenhart bring the ball ahead and a foul called on Thelk. That'll be his second foul.
That's a good call. Thelk came down right at the exact time Eisenhart was cutting to the right, and the reach in, number two on Sean Thelk.
Inbound here at the hash mark near the Peters Township bench. 107 to play in the half. 31-26, Peters Township leads Spring Grove by five. WPIL runner-up, District 3 eighth place finisher. Right at midcourt, Eisenhart will dribble it across. Go to Smith in the corner. Double team shows up. Eisenhart takes the feet. Ball goes left side on into the corner. Three ball. Short rebound kept alive. Caught by Eisenhart. His putback won't go. Wetzel with the rebound. Took a good bump by Ludwig. But to play on again. Reach in. Eisenhart can't get the ball away from Donovan. His 12-footer rolls up. Rattles around. Won't drop. Rebound Spring Grove. Feet ahead, Chris Velez finds a cutter, lay-in, good for a basket there. It's Ludwig, and play on as Wetzel knocks him down. And I mean, knocked him down. I'm sorry, that was a foul.
I don't disagree with you. That should have been an and-one for Kaiser Ludwig.
5 seconds to play in the quarter. Nick McCullough, scoop shot won't go, and he is fouled and will shoot a couple.
Great burst, good athletic move by Nick McCullough. Shouldn't be surprised, right? His mom, Dawn, has played basketball at Kent State, professional hoops. She'll be here tomorrow coaching the Peters Township as an assistant, the Peters Township girls.
Foul on Kaiser Ludwig. His second at this end. Thinking he should have had one on the defense on Wetzel at the other end. Nick McCullough, free throw good.
Stad Gary played football at Kent State. His sister Taylor McCullough, great soccer player. She's got four Division I offers. She'll be playing tomorrow for the girls' team. His brother Brandon, Nick will join Brandon at CMU. Brandon is one of the top receivers for the Tartans.
Second free throw also good. Nick McCullough, 63% free throw shooter. Heave off the window, and the iron will not go for Chris Velez as the buzzer sounds. Peters Township, 33. Spring Grove, 28. Halfway through. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
23-28, Peters Township leads at the half. An incredible back-and-forth opening quarter. We had four ties, and I think I counted three lead changes in that quarter. We haven't had one since. Peters Township took the lead 16-14 with 1:18 to play in that quarter. Eventually, Indians would run out to an 11-point run to lead 22-14. Spring Grove drought continued. It went the final 2:20 of the first quarter and the first 2 minutes and almost 40 seconds of the second. So you do the math. That's 5 minutes between points. Spring Grove went on a 6-0 run to pull to within two. Peters got a tray to push the margin back to five. A couple of field goals by Isaiah Holland pulled Spring Grove to within 25-24. But Peters with the better of it down the stretch, 8-4 advantage, and the Indians lead 33-28 at recess.
Was that 9-0 run, trailing 14-11 for Peters Township. Go up 20-14. They've led ever since. Dylan Donovan, their leading scorer, 11 points, a couple of steals, 10 points for Nick McKellar, 3 rebounds and a block. Jake Wetzel, 4 points, but a game-high 6 rebounds. Sean Felk has 2 trays, 6 points, 2 fouls as well, 2 points for Lucas Rost for Peters Township. Caleb Allen and Cooper Smith, 10 apiece for Spring Grove. Isaiah Holland, 4. Dominic Pierre, Kaiser Ludwig with 2 apiece.
I have Peters Township 4 of 5 at the free throw line. If they could have shot half of that percentage on Saturday, they'd be the WPIO champions.
Yes, they would.
Half of that.
Pretty sure that was worked on in practice after that.
You know, Drake and I talked about this. We're there, and it just keeps going and keeps going. And you know, and he said, well, you know, you got to work on it. You got to work on it. But my point is, these numbers are season average free throw percentages for Peters. Rost, 50. Miller, 54. Greco, 71. Okay. Felk, 43. Here's a guy that hits 38% from the three-point line and beyond, and often well beyond. He hits 43% at the stripe. Nick McCullough, 63. That's in the, well, I guess I'll take it range. Donovan, 57. Wetzel, 52. You can't work on that in a couple of days.
You take the 63 because of the other numbers, right?
Exactly.
But it's obviously been a problem because you want to be 70 or better when you've only got one free throw shooter 70 plus.
And on that point, Allen 78, Holland 56, Eisenhart 76, Renda 70, Stryker and Velez 50% each, Pierre 71, Smith 79. You can take 63 if you've got all those 70s around.
That's
it.
Correct.
You can't take it when that's your best.
It's a reason, right, Bob? They're called free throws for a reason.
Exactly.
Three points, and that's something they passed up at the Pete.
Going to take a look at what's yet to come here on the WJPA Sports Network tonight and tomorrow when we come back to the AHN Arena at Peters Township. We are at the half. 5A boys, opening round playoff action, Peters Township 33, Spring Grove 28 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Coming up in about 20 minutes at the Giant Center in Hershey, girls, 2A boys, 3A boys, state wrestling semifinals. Washington County with Nicholas McGarity from Peters Township, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Marley Solomon from Cannon Mac, Elena Ashby of Trinity, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, and Colin White of West Green. 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I was right the first time. 8 Washington Green County state semifinalists in wrestling. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Tip off at the top of the hour as well. Chartiers Houston at Aliquippa, 2A girls first round. Cannon McMillan at Alderdice, 6A girls first round. All of that action on the WJPA Sports Network. Video available for the two basketball games here on NFHS as well. Tomorrow, wrestling action in the morning. It is the consolation semifinals. Everybody that wrestles now is going to bring home hardware. Everybody still alive is going to get medals. And tomorrow morning, they'll set what bouts those consolation wrestlers will wrestle, whether third, fifth, or seventh. And then before noon, they'll actually move into those medal bouts for all three divisions. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock, state championship matches. Three mats on the middle of the giant center floor. 2A girls, or 2A boys, girls, 3A boys. The championship matches in all of those three classifications to be wrestled simultaneously. Those six wrestlers at a time will have the spotlight of the giant center. And tomorrow, right after about 12:45, we'll be right back here as the Peters Township girls, off their WPIL championship, will host District 3 8th place finisher Conrad Weiser, and again 12:45 airtime. In the boys' game, Peters Township and Spring Grove host 33, visitors 28. Peters Township will have the ball to start the second half, and we'll go there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to 1 ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Bear.
It is great to have you along tonight, all across the state, around the world even, people tuning in, and we certainly appreciate that. Big hello to all of you from Spring Grove that didn't make the trip, couldn't make the trip for various reasons.
232 miles might be part of the reason. 232 miles from Spring Grove to Peters Township here in Washington County.
Yikes. That's like York, right?
Correct.
Spring Grove is...
Yep, near, out of the District 3 center of the state, right, Harrisburg, so 232 miles.
Get pretzels out there? They got pretzels in Spring Grove?
They got pretzels everywhere, Bob.
Oh.
You mean making
Well, I mean
them.
Special pretzels,
I know,
you know?
I know.
Snyder's of Hanover, Berlin,
way, right?
All
Berlin.
Of those, man.
Smoothies in Altoona.
All right.
That.
Peters Township with the ball and the five-point lead here. Early in the third, Ross with a crossover. Back out to Wetzel. Needs help and finds Donovan. Wetzel busting inside now. Donovan on the dribble. Kick to the far corner. McCullough, quick catch and first step. Floater off the rim. Won't go. He's going to pick himself up off the floor and turn and say something to one of the game officials. Like, how'd I get there? Well, the Indians had the arrow, but don't get a great look at the basket. Ball knocked loose from Caleb Allen, but McCullough can't get there before Pierre. Into the paint, shot won't go. Body contact, Ludwig can't get the shot to go. Wetzel, second time tonight, little contact. Three ball, Thelk, He squishes it at the back of the iron, and it flops in.
Home rims. Falk likes that attack line three. That was another long tray. All of his field goals, Bob, from beyond the arc.
36-28, Peters Township by eight. Fouling the midcourt on Nick McCullough.
Nick McCullough gets the foul. Yeah, Falk has hit three threes from, you can see the white line on that replay. That's the volleyball attack line, the 10-foot line, as you've been calling it, from right around there.
I don't do enough volleyball to know that I'm supposed to call it the attack line. I just know it's 10 foot. I just know it's 10 feet.
3 meters. You could call it that as well.
I probably won't.
Neither will I.
I don't deal with meters, liters, or kilograms.
All these years, and I've still really not picked up the metric system. There's another foul.
One official, they're not even going to talk. One had a travel, one had a foul, and it's going to be the foul.
That's three on Rost.
Second foul on Peters. They started quick in the first quarter on fouls.
Yeah, they had four towards the end of that first quarter before the Rockets even got their first.
Pierre now Holland with the ball. And a carry call. My goodness. It's a carry call. I got to mark this down. 6:36 to play. Third quarter. We get a carry.
You know, I want to shout out Dave Shinsky because he has one time was a broadcast partner. One of my broadcast partners, a path that you spawned when a young Bobby O came out of college and met a young Bobby Gregg.
Down inside to Wetzel. His shot won't go. Rebound knocked around, and Pierre comes out with it.
We're not going to tell him how many years ago that was.
It's a few.
I'll celebrate another trip around the earth on Sunday.
I just did that, and the government thanked me so much, they sent me my Medicare card.
Well, happy belated.
I'm like, all the money I pay to government, and that's all you can give me? Is that a card that says, hey, dude, you're old.
It didn't even come in a birthday card, right?
No, it didn't. Here. Hop toward the paint. Ludwig has to pass it back out. Had Wetzel between him and the basket. Falling down with the dribble, but apparently dribbling on the way down. Injury, Caleb Allen on the floor. Wrap a pass, bad decision by Thelk. And now a fast break for Spring Grove is whistled down as Allen continues to be on his seat.
Sure, if he turned an ankle, I don't think it was a travel. It ended up being a steal anyway for Dylan Donovan. But
yeah, the reason it wasn't a travel because as he was falling, he was still dribbling.
Yeah, dribbling, and then he was able to shove it out to the wing.
You can't fall down with possession. That's traveling. You can't get up if you gain possession while on the floor, seated or otherwise. You can't get up. That would be traveling. So still checking on Caleb Allen. He's going to check out. When he went down, he stayed there for a while. And they're going to go deep on the bench. Looks like Kenneth Garcia is going to get checked into the game. Well, maybe not. Nope. He didn't even have his warm-up off yet. So, Owen Renda. And he's not – I always get info on who starts, who's first 4-5, who's likely to play. And nothing against Mr. Kenneth Garcia, but he wasn't in that group.
You made the second list, right? You had provided me the score sheet and the rosters.
He's in the bottom section of my score sheet. Pump fake by Smith. Get it inside. Shot too strong by Ludwig. Peters Township with the rebound. Nick McCullough hesitate. Use Wetzel block. Shot blocked out of bounds.
And
McCullough ends up on his seat again, and a foul is called this time.
Three on Dominic Pierre. Got the back of the hand of Nick McCullough.
First foul of the quarter on Spring Grove. Two foul shots coming for Nick McCullough, hit both late in that first half. In fact, he had the last 2 points for Peters Township before the break. Line drive here, no good. That's the kind of shots we saw all night long Saturday at the Peterson Event Center.
It's a recurring nightmare, and apparently all season long, too. 10 for McCullough, 11 for Donovan. 10 for Smith and Allen the other way. Still 10.
Wetzel rebounds the miss as it rolls off the rim, and Jake Wetzel puts it back.
6 points, 8 rebounds for Jake Wetzel in this one.
38-28, Peters plus 10, Indians' biggest lead of the ball game.
Jake's sister will be going at it tomorrow, Natalie.
She came back from a leg injury, suffered final night of the regular season. Bracket night, turned an ankle against Mount Lebanon in a non-conference game. 10-point Peters lead, dribble drive by Holland. Forced wide, shot off the iron. The window won't go. Rebound Wetzel ahead to Nick McCullough. Donovan double-teamed and is going to try to dribble out of it. Lob it across. Belko shoot from there. He doesn't this time. Rifle it to the corner. Nick McCullough catch. Bounce into the paint. Stop there. Lob down low. Wetzel catches. Gets his left arm free of the defender. Goes up, scores, and is fouled. That whole thing really started by Delk getting into the paint with the ball. And then Wetzel had to get his arm free. It was being held. He caught the ball, had to take one hand off, get the arm free, then went up and scored. And the foul called on Owen Renda.
Well, you said if Delk would take that shot, right? So Spring Grove knows that, which gave him room to drive and dish, eventually getting to Wetzel, who's got 8 points. That'll make older sister Natalie happy. By the way, she'll be hoping to play this time next year in some championship tournament action as Natalie's committed to Miami of Florida.
Double team in the backcourt. Ball lobbed toward the stripe. And now behind everybody is Renda. He misses the bunny, rebounds himself. Wetzel blocks and controls that. Rost deal left side to Evan McCullough. His little floater pass, not a good decision. Left it there, picked off near side. Holland plays give and go with Eisenhart. Eisenhart at the low block, nowhere to go. Three ball from Renda gets it to go. First points for Owen Renda.
Certainly take that. The bad pass, it's Eisenhart who started that. He did a good job to keep his pivot foot and not travel, which led to the Renda three.
First points in over 4 minutes for Spring Grove, and now Dylan Donovan going to go to the foul line after the timeout. 3:55 to play, third quarter, 41-31 Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Dylan Donovan at the foul line to shoot two after the fear on a foul on Kyer Ludwig, his third, team's third in this quarter. Donovan at the stripe. A 57% free throw shooter. He's 50-50 tonight, 1-for-2.
12 points now. Ludwig and Pierre, the two inside players with the presence for Spring Grove, both with three personals.
Donovan, deliberate. Nice form, shot up and in. 42-31, Donovan out. And did I see Thelk check in? Yes,
you did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Peters Township plus 12. They had led by a dozen right before the only bucket of the quarter. Ball goes inside, shot won't go, and Greco pleading that was not a foul, but Kaiser Ludwig going to go to the foul line. Spring Grove 4 of 5 at the stripe. Good numbers on the season.
Well, to me in the replay, it was a little bit of a got a little bit of the elbow at the end of that. Did Greco
first free throw good for Ludwig. 43-32. Is that what you have? Two free throws good. I'm off a point. Drive by Greco is cut off, and Ludwig's going to pick up his fourth foul.
Off Peters or?
Yeah, I have Peters with 42.
I also have 42.
Yeah, we jumped to 43 somewhere. Yeah, it's 42. And I'm going to stick with that. That's what I'm sticking with it.
I got. Let me just re-add, make sure. Six.
Nick McCullough finds Greco alone underneath, and Greco scores. Just under 3.5, nearly a steal. Good job there by Dominic Pierre to keep it alive.
I do have 45.
All right. I'll check my progress here. Timeout. Spring Grove, 3:15 to play. Third quarter, Peters Township 45, Spring Grove 33. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sore in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
I just missed a point somewhere on my running score. And
it's
not
like you're
short.
Multitasking. And you drink a lot of coffee, I'm guessing.
I'm pretty much tea nowadays. But
caffeine is caffeine. You're very energetic, which just makes it fun to be alongside of you.
I'm just going to change this to 45 and leave it alone.
Mentioned West York, Mars. They are the opposite of the bracket of this one. The Bulldogs of West York lost to eventual champion Hershey in the semifinals. We talked about Mars and Peters playing in the WPL semis in an overtime game.
Spring Grove just gets the ball across the timeline. Holland had trouble pressured in backcourt, lost the ball, had to go get it. And just as it clicked inside 10 seconds, they get it across. Now Greco kicks an entry pass intended for Pierre from Eisenhart, and that ball's kicked into the seats.
They've lost Isaiah Holland. We haven't seen him. Yeah, he is back, so after that timeout. So good news there. We haven't seen Ben Miller since he was injured when he got a defender fell on him after missing a layup.
Eisenhart deals to Renda, and now up top to Pierre between the circle, the free throw circle, and the midcourt oval. Into the lane, out of control went Smith, lost the handle, got the shot back off the iron, and scores.
Better be lucky than good, right? He had that stripped by Peters Township's Greco, and it ended up being a nice pass for Smith.
Nick McCullough trying to up and under, hit the bottom side of the rim, but is fouled. I believe Renda's going to get called for this one. Will be his third.
Nick McCullough, by the way, a All-State football player. Mentioned he's going to CMU. He had over 12 offers for Peters Township, who great turnaround to become a perennial football power. McCullough, a big part of those teams the last 4 years.
You mentioned that other university in Oakland. Sorry to see them leave the PAC after the conference bent over backwards to accommodate them.
Yeah, it was not a good thing. They had to the Centennial Conference. They were an associate member football-wise. And a good member, a competitive football team.
Needed help, and the conference was there, and then they just leave. Through traffic, shot won't go for Isaiah Holland. Peters Township will rebound. Lob ahead to Nick McCullough. He'll spin a rama to the window, miss the shot, rebound tipped by Wetzel, and then out of bounds off of Pierre. Just under 2 minutes to play. And that's the last I got to say about the Melons.
Well,
I'll just leave it there.
You're possibly not wrong, and you're certainly in the majority with that opinion. By the way, 11 rebounds now for Jake Wetzel.
Loose ball. Pierre ends up with it on the floor. Held ball going to be the call.
It's a good hustle. There's the point right there. You're talking about traveling, right?
Yep.
So you can slide on the floor like that. People will yell, that's a travel. It's not. The travel is if you try to get up, right?
Well, like the other thing is if you slide toward the basket you're going to, you'll get there.
Different, yeah.
If you're gaining an advantage by the momentum slide. Now, if you put a foot and try to slide intentionally, that's a travel too. Nearly a steal by McCullough, but Holland gets it in front court. Pierre out on the wing, bring it up top. Velez, and now near side. It's Eisenhart to the baseline. Velez left alone for the score. His first points of the night.
Good entry pass from Eisenhart.
47-37. Peters playing at arm's length here, plus 10. Screen set by Wetzel, and stepping in to foul him was Dominic Pierre, and that's his fourth.
Not a good foul at all, right?
And free throws to go with it.
That's your big man at 6'4", fouling 20-plus feet from the basket. Free throws to go with it. Now he's got four fouls as well.
Lucas Ross at the line, 50% free throw shooter. Peters Township, a much better night tonight, and as I say that, Ross hits a 15-footer at about 13.5 feet. That doesn't work. And now Greco will check in for Rost. 9 of 13, make it 9 of 14, but for the second time, Indians miss two and get an offensive board. Pass to the corner. Dribble drive by Rost, picks it up, has to fight, lost the handle. Feed ahead eventually to Cooper Smith for the lay-in. Ball security not well handled there.
14 now for Cooper Smith. Second steal for Eisenhart.
And now the ball loose and a tie-up. Second tie-up of the quarter. And look at that. Pierre right there on the floor in the scramble again.
Ball security and sloppy possessions have been a thing at a time or two in this game for Peters Township as Joe Erdman takes a timeout.
52 seconds to play, third quarter. Peters Township 47, Spring Grove 39. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. State wrestling semifinals are underway at the Giant Center, and included in that, 107-pound 3A boys, Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, taking on Braden Wenrich of Northampton. They are scoreless halfway through the second period of regulation. I paid broadcast rights, so I'm allowed to say that, by the way. Otherwise, you know, descriptions and accounts, no can do, folks. Indians playing keep away in the midcourt area. Thelk and Donovan inside to Nick McCullough. Diagonal pass, dangerous pass, but Greco will take it and work it back out. 35 seconds to play. Near side, it's Donovan. A little push there by Holland. I think he was trying to get a foul. Donovan into the paint. Double team, little floater off the back of the rim. Wetzel goes and gets the rebound. His pass swatted out of bounds by Cooper Smith.
Good protection of the basketball by Donovan. That's 12 rebounds now for Wetzel. They were holding for one. Maybe not a bad idea to foul Peters Township with their struggles at times from the foul line.
Wetzel takes the inbound. Just kind of flops it there. Nick McCullough into the paint. Finger roll good and a blocking foul to go with it. Nick McCullough's on the floor again. 14 points and a free throw to come.
Isaiah Holland, his first.
Nick McCullough at the foul line tonight. That's four makes. Make it five out of his eight foul shots, at least by my math.
Game high 15 for Nick McCullough.
And a foul. Good delay there by Thelk, although that's his third foul. Just the fourth team foul on Peters Township, so it's going to be a backcourt hash mark throw in for Spring Grove. I think Joe Ehrman would have rather someone else commit that foul, someone not named like Ross or Nick McCullough or Jaden Greco. Inbound goes to Smith. He'll get to midcourt, pull up three-point shot off the back rim and out. Peters Township 50. Spring Grove, 39, 8 minutes to play, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Give you an update from the Giant Center. Nick McGarity of Peters put to his back in the third period, and got a reversal. Trails 3-2 with just 20 seconds left in that state semifinal. It's 107 pounds. I think Marley Solomon of Canna McMillan on the girls' side is due up in a few moments. She'll be up next for Washington Green County wrestlers. Fourth quarter underway. Spring Grove with the ball. Peters with the 11-point lead. Peters Township 17-11 advantage in that third quarter. Smith finds a cutter. Renda off the window and in.
Five now for Renda. Good cut. Good find. Lead back to single, or the deficit is single digits now.
Cross-court pass gets to Thelk. Smith chases him. Lob across to Rost. Rost trying to get by Holland. Donovan penetrates. His floater from 10 off the rim won't go. Wetzel's putback is good. That's 11 for Wetzel.
Yep, that's a double-double. 11 points, 13 rebounds now. Unofficial on the rebounds for Jake Wetzel.
Eisenhart gets it to Ludwig. Cutter is Holland. Stops at the low block. Feeds it up top. Renda takes it right side. And again into the hands of Jordan Eisenhart. Reach in by Donovan may have caused a little dribble problem there for Eisenhart. Now he finds Renda. Renda stops outside the lane, wants to pass it off. Eisenhart takes it, but he can't drive. Lane cut off. 6:45 to play. Scoop pass, Ludwig, and Wetzel knocks him down, and Ludwig reaches for left calf there. Jake Wetzel picks up his first foul. And Ludwig's still down, and you're going to call a coach, so they're going to have to sub him out.
That's Jared Smith, the head coach right there in the blue pullover. He was quite the athlete at Spring Grove, All-State soccer player. When he left Spring Grove, he went to play soccer at Shippensburg Division II. He was the all-time leading scorer, over 1,600 points. That lasted until 2017. Eli Brooks at Spring Grove ended up with over 2,400 points, and Eli Brooks actually went on to play at Michigan.
Spring Grove got to get a sub in the game.
They could use Eli Brooks or Coach Smith. Someone's got to shoot free throws here.
They're going to bring freshman in. Bring Cam Dingus.
Yep. He's got to shoot the foul shots.
Spring Grove 6 of 7 at the free throw line in the game. Peters Township 10 of 15 at the break. Freshman gets the shooter's hop up and in. 52-42. Peters pushed the margin to double digits early in the third quarter and really have been able to play at that arm's length ever since. Dingus too strong on this one, and a rebound grabbed by Pierre. No offensive boards after missed free throws. Pierre drew Wetzel out, drove on him, and scores.
Six rebounds to go with 4 points now for Dominic Pierre. Four personals as well.
Nick McCullough drives, Wow. Lays it in. The little man got some hops too.
Hops and bursts. What a quick first step on the right baseline for Nick McCullough.
17 for McCullough. Margin back to 10. Like Pierre's bucket might spark something, but did not stop Nick McCullough. Cooper Smith, three, going to be short. Rebound grab, Donovan, near side. Backside pressure, doesn't know it's there. Going to blow by without it. His shot rejected out of bounds. Three rockets there to
Smith
help block.
And Eisenhardt, I think it was actually Pierre who gets the block, but that's good tandem defense. Yeah, it was the left hand of Dominic Pierre.
And Donovan got by Pierre, and then Pierre set him up because he knew he couldn't go straight to the basket, had to go a little wide. And
you got those long arms, right? You can do that.
The long arm of the law. Pierre will sit. Rost to key the inbound. It'll be Greco, McCullough, Felk, and Rost once again out on the left wing. Donovan presents to take the pass. Felk just inside the volleyball 10-foot line. Didn't look at a shot. Greco drive. McCullough drive. Back it out. Trouble with the dribble. Reach over the back. No foul. Rost. Felk, top of the key to Donovan. Steps into the paint. 8-footer good.
His mid-range is really, really smooth. So was that hop step, too, to create that basket. And that is 15 now for Dylan Donovan.
Peters plus 12. Ball gets ahead to Eisenhardt to Dingus at the baseline. Tries to give it back out. Holland is fouled by Nick McCullough. That'll be McCullough's third foul, team's second of the quarter. And again, Dave Shinsky, Carl Engatan, and Vincent Scappi are PIAA game officials. I mean, I've commented about there's some contact, but I have to tell you, other than the one thing that I said, well, that was a foul, and there was no call. That's the only issue I have, really. And I think if you're either team, that you're gonna be okay. We're gonna play hard. We're gonna, let some things go, but we're gonna try to be even about that. But that one was a foul. 5:10 to play in the fourth. Peters Township 56-44. Euro step, shot won't go, foul call. Jordan Eisenhardt going to go to the line and shoot two. Foul on Jaden Greco will be his third.
Thought it was initially traveling, but that's a good Euro step. There's debate about that being a travel, but.
Yeah, when did walking get its name changed to Euro step?
Several years ago.
Eisenhardt at the stripe, first one good. He hits 76% of his charity stripe offerings.
The advent of this outside-in game that is the vogue nowadays. But if your pivot foot is, I've had this conversation with several officials, and if your pivot foot is set, then you take the two steps after that. Count it as two steps.
A conversation with Nick McCullough by game officials. Eisenhardt unfazed, pops the second. Cut the Peters lead back to 10. Felk lob it ahead to Ross. 3-on-2. Ball into the corner. Indians wait on the attack. Set up front court. Ross on the dribble. Kick to Nick McCullough. Trying to tip it out front. The ball knocked out of his dribble, and it goes clear out of bounds.
It's a good read by Sean Felk, right? If he tries to save that.
I disagree. Felk could have caught that, could have got that ball cleanly.
Okay.
And then you keep the clock turning, and now on the inbound, the Indians turn it over.
All right, you win the argument because of the turnover.
Three ball won't go for Eisenhardt. My thing is, if you can calmly control a loose ball.
Yeah, but
control the loose ball.
Can he calmly get that without stepping out of bounds?
Yeah, he could. He had enough time that he set up a screen to make sure that nobody from Spring Grove came and saved it.
But you're knocking the cameraman over. I'll take your point. You win.
Indians survived because of the...
The secondary point is right, keep the clock moving, which is the great point about that.
Donovan, three ball in the corner, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Cooper Smith. 56-46, 4:20 to play, fourth quarter. Donovan with a ticky-tack reach-in foul.
We agree with that. I didn't even think it was a foul. Let's see the replay.
Well, and here's the problem. That's four fouls on Peters.
And there's a reach, but really not enough for me to see a whistle come out of that.
Yeah, I think as a game official, I might speak through my whistle. You know, just get out of there.
Speak through your whistle or lack of, you're saying.
Don't reach.
Don't reach. Right. I've seen a lot of referees, as of you, right, over the years do that.
From the volleyball 10-foot line, off the iron, the window, and it drops home into the hands of Lucas Ross on the rebound. Ahead to Donovan, shuffles the feet, got away with that. Thelk on the other volleyball line looked like he was going to chuck one up.
If you're not running this motion offense, he probably would have.
And a foul going to be called on Isaiah Holland. It will bring us to the media timeout. First foul on the Rockets. 3:50 to play, fourth quarter, 56-46. Peters Township back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to 1 ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, BudBearGM.com. Bud Baer.
We are at the under four media timeout. Peters Township 56, Spring Grove 46, exactly 3:50 remaining. Wrestling update in the 112-pound girls state semifinal. Kana McMillan's Marley Solomon with a first period takedown. She leads Tamara Humphreys of Brashear 3-0. Aren't many City League wrestlers still in action, but Humphreys is one of them.
That's a good call.
Inbound throw to Wetzel, and he's tied up.
He got double-teamed by Renda and Eisenhart. There's the replay. Eisenhart did a good job to reach in and tie that up. Possession error does favor the Indians.
Now Rost finds somebody. He missed the opportunity to throw it to Evan McCullough. Gives it to Wetzel, right back to Ross, and his shot blocked out of bounds by Cooper Smith, and a little clap. That's a technical. Should be a technical right there. He turned and clapped right at the face of Ross after the block. That's not legal.
Well, he was looking.
No. Okay.
Ross was in the paint. He was on the blocks looking at his teammates. Inadvertently clapping away from him.
Inbound to Wetzel, knocked away. Outlet, Eisenhart, lay it in. Three times, Peters Township has inbounded the ball to Jake Wetzel, and it has not worked. And a backcourt violation. Just sloppy.
Yes.
The three inbound plays, they were sloppy because they didn't make the pass when other passes were available. And now this time, get across, pick up your dribble, and throw the ball backwards.
It's been part of this game for Peters Township. They've been in the lead. They were down 14-11, went on a 9-0 run in the first quarter. They've been in the lead ever since, but you're letting Spring Grove have some life here with 3:25 turning in the fourth quarter.
It's an 8-point Peters Township lead. Eisenhart to Cooper Smith into the paint. Euro step off the iron, won't go. Tip by Pierre won't go. He'll try to feed it out, and Donovan picks it off. Donovan sees what's around him. He gets double-teamed, and a quick foul whistle.
Four steals for Donovan, eight rebounds now for Dominic Pierre. He's done a good job playing with four fouls. Oh, and as I say that, he's disqualified.
Fifth foul on Dominic Pierre.
He leaves with 4 points, eight rebounds, two steals, and a block.
Oh, he'll foul out here with 3:09 to play. Peters Township ball.
You just said it a few minutes ago about ball security. That becomes paramount now for Peters Township.
Donovan and Holland had a pretty good wrestling match going on, and Holland reaches in and knocks the ball away. Spring Grove set up. Cooper Smith, three ball, good. 17 for Smith, 56-51. It's now a five-point game.
His second tray. And that's, again, just ball mismanagement. And again, they put it on the deck.
Ball controlled by Ross. Timeout, Joe Ehrman, right there. 2:45 to play. Indians in danger of letting this one get away. 56-51 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Peters had an 11-point lead with about 6:45 to play. That lead is now five because they've just been careless with the basketball.
I'm going to need you to say it again, Bob. Okay, I'm going to say it for you. Ball security, paramount for the Indians.
Nick McCullough dribbles out of a double team, takes a knee, trips him up. Owen Renda called for the foul, his fourth. That's three fouls. And again, it's an inbound play, and Peters Township's had trouble. They almost lost the game against Mars that way.
That's what you need to do, right? Screen it out, slip into the backcourt, get it into the hands of Donovan.
Holland and Donovan now. Pass to Ross, to Thelkin, now to Donovan. Double team comes. Donovan steps through that underneath Wetzel. Jam at home. 58-51, Peters, 2:15 to play.
That's the way to do it. Find the open man down low.
If you double team the ball handler, somebody's open.
Somebody.
Has to be.
Right.
Unless you're guilty of a technical. Cooper Smith for three rolls across the rim. Ross and Holland battling for it and going to be ruled to be last touched by Ross.
If it's the right call, they set up a screen in the right corner that time for Cooper Smith. Even though he missed the tray, they retain possession.
A technical foul thing is that if you've chosen to play with six, that's not legal. Long inbound pass into the backcourt. Renda goes and gets it. Give the ball to Cooper Smith down low. Smith's going to take it back and launch a three. It's well short. Rebound to Ludwig. Back out to Smith. One to shoot, then one to pass. Give the ball to Holland. Scoop it up with the right hand and in. Isaiah Holland has six. 58-53.
All three of Holland's baskets have been pretty athletic finishes tonight.
Thelk, long pass across the timeline. Nick McCullough sprints to open floor.
So keep moving, right? The ball's faster than the defenders.
Ross into the paint. Feed to Wetzel. Little fumble. Wetzel goes and gets it. 1:10 to play in the game. McCullough on the dribble, steps through that. He's held up and a foul going to be called. That's the fourth.
It's five on Renda.
Renda will end the night.
5 points and a rebound for Owen Renda. Still one more foul to give. And a team that's not deep, you've really got Renda, who comes off the bench, Bob, fouled out. One of your starters, Dominic Pierre, has already fouled out.
5 points, five fouls for Renda. 108 to play here in the fourth quarter.
That's not the ratio you're looking for.
No. Checking back in will be Chris Velez. Sideline throw in for Sean Thelk. And now Velez going to join Nick McCullough in the backcourt. That's where the Indians were going. Oh, and now McCullough gets a screen from Wetzel
perfect,
for the lay-in.
That's perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So they fake it into the backcourt, right? And the high screen from Wetzel, your big body. And he cuts right in. Finds him. He's behind the D. And McCullough, with that speed, has got 17. That is a fantastic inbound play for Peter Stalchuk.
Marley Solomon of Canna McMillan, an 11-0 winner in the state semifinals. She's going to the championship match tomorrow afternoon for Canna Mac.
That's a ratio you're looking for.
Three ball, Dingus off the back rim. Wetzel goes and gets the board, tried to give it to Donovan. He's fouled and will walk to the other end and shoot foul shots. 50 seconds to play here in the fourth, 60-53 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Dylan Donovan at the foul line. First one good, second one good as well. He's hit four of five foul shots tonight. 62-53, Peters plus nine. 45 seconds to play. Isaiah Holland rifles a pass to Dingus. Back to Holland. Take it up top to Cooper Smith. Leaner won't go. It's an air ball and a rebound lost out of bounds. Wetzel then touched by Ludwig. Peters ball. Clock down to 33 seconds. Sean Thelk to key it in. Has to hold his spot there. And now a timeout for the Indians. 33 seconds to play. 62-53, Peters Township plus 9 on Spring Grove, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Peters Township with a defensive baseline throw-in. 33 seconds to play. Peters Township up 62-53 on Spring Grove. Winner goes to the PIAA second round. Inbound to Donovan. He and Holland. And Donovan going to get called for popping a shoulder into the chest of Holland. That, I'm sure, is not what Joe Ehrman drew up.
That's a good call. He lowered the shoulder and the elbow, his left arm.
Third foul of the game on Dylan Donovan. Not a shooting situation, although it is the fifth foul on Peters Township. That's their first foul in like 6 minutes. Had four early in the quarter. Holland trying to get by McCullough and a block on the ball, and now it will be shots. Nick McCullough walks out of there laughing.
That's his fourth. Going to call that with the body. He got, I think, a clean block with a left hand, but kind of had his right hand guiding the shooter, Isaiah Holland.
Holland to the line is a 56% free throw shooter. Misses the first. have not missed many tonight. 9 of 12 counting that miss, and 1 of 2 on this trip for Holland.
He's got 7. That's a foul on Eisenhart.
His first, and again, we'll walk at the other end. I don't know Jared Smith's coaching style well enough, or is, you know, you're 8 points down, 26 seconds to play, stretch the game out. That's what I'm guessing we're going to see.
Well, they obviously watched the WPL championship video, right?
I would think so.
Know that Peter's sometimes struggling from the foul. Much better tonight for the Indians.
Lucas Ross hits the first. Ross, a 50-50 free throw shooter, needs this one to get to that percentage tonight. Hits it, has hit 2 of 4. Quickly up the floor, shot won't go. Wetzel can't get the rebound. He got about 8 inches on Eisenhart, who he's battling for the board. Maybe ten. And he allowed Eisenhart to keep him from getting the board. Wetzel guarding Eisenhart now. Wrap it around, down the lane. Dengus misses the bunny. Rebound put back by Eisenhart, won't go. Peters Township with the ball, and Spring Grove will not foul again.
15 rebounds for Jake Wetzel.
Dylan Donovan gets it across midcourt, and the Indians are just going to dribble it out. Peters Township 64, Spring Grove 54. It's on to the second round for the Indians. We'll recap it for you when we come back. Just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buick and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to 1 ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Bear.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back at Peters Township, the Indians a 64-54 win over the Rockets. Peters Township outscored 15-14 in that the fourth quarter. In fact, each team won 2 quarters, Peters plus 6 in both, and Spring Grove plus 1 in each of their quarter wins. So that's your difference in the ballgame, how you get to a 10-point difference. Peters in the 2 quarters they won, plus 12. The 2 quarters that Spring Grove won, they're plus 2. I can do that. 12 minus 2 is 10.
I like those easy math problems.
I do. I love them. A couple of looks at some of the highlights. Owen Renda with that 3. Nick McCullough penetrate. Beautiful dish to Greco for the bucket there. Into the paint goes Cooper Smith. Missed the ball out of his hands, but gets it back off the window and puts it home. Pierre finds a man alone underneath, and that shot rattles in for Chris Velez. But too much Peters Township. Indians got that double-digit lead and then stayed at arm's length for quite some time until they didn't. In fact, we were at plus 10 at the media timeout with just under 4 minutes remaining in the ballgame. And right out of that, Spring Grove with 5 points to cut it to within 5. Peters Township got a bucket, and Spring Grove answered right away to, again, pull to within 5, but only 1 foul shot make the rest of the way. Peters able to hang on and get the victory here tonight.
Well, that 9-0 run after trailing by 3 in the first quarter. You said it, stayed at arm length after that, so that's a big key. Some work to do, right? Some sloppy possession, some needless turnovers for Peters Township. But it's a victory nonetheless.
At wild first quarter, 4 ties, 3 lead changes. Game ends.
Yeah,
game ends.
Yes.
We have 4 ties, 3 lead changes.
Yes, then after that run, Peter Stanchup kept that. Going to play a little better. It's either Mars or West York. If West York wins, it's a neutral site, but it'll be a further neutral site. It's a District 7 matchup if Mars beats West York.
Just notes on that first quarter. It was 14-11 Spring Grove with 2:21 to play in the quarter. Peters Township closed the quarter on that 9-0 run that Bobby talked about and extended that to 11-0, and Spring Grove went 5 minutes without scoring at all. They're fortunate that Peters only got the two early in the second quarter, and they didn't score for 4 minutes.
Caleb Allen, who he had 8 points. 8 of those first 14, I believe.
Indeed.
For Spring Grove, Bob. He finishes with 10, so Peters Township kind of did a good job of recovering to defend him.
And 10 all in the first half. Allen didn't score in the second half after that, after being shaken up.
That's one of their scores that come out. Their leading scorer, Cooper Smith, also in double figures. And the big three doing it for Peters Township, 19 for Nick McCullough, 17 for Dylan Donovan. I've got a double-double, 13 points and 15 rebounds for Jake Wetzel in this one for the Indians.
We'll run down quarter scoring, individual points and all when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Take a peek back to the Giants Center, 133-pound 3A boys semifinal. Cannon McMillan's Collier Hartman has just been taken down by Luke Willichell of Greater Latrobe. That all WPIL semi there, so 3-0. Just over halfway through their first period. They wrestled 2-2-2 in championship action and championship half of the bracket. So just over halfway through that first period, Luke Wellichel of Greater Latrobe leading Collier Hartman of Cana McMillan. Peters Township 20-14 advantage in the second quarter, took the lead for good with 1:18 left in that first period and outscored Spring Grove 20-14. Second quarter, Spring Grove, the Rockets 14-13 advantage. That sent us to the locker room, Peters Township plus 5. But a 7-0 start to the third quarter for Peters gave them a 12-point lead. And again, until that very close of the game, it was arm's length. Just 8 points, 10 points, 12 points, 8 points, 12 points, 8 points, 10 points. Back and forth like that the rest of the way. Talked about the drought of 5 minutes, late first and early second for Spring Grove. The Rockets went about 4.5 minutes to start the second half without points. And you just playoff basketball, you can't do it. You can't survive that.
You can't. Wait, bad stretches, right? Ball security at times for Peters, bad inbounds play. We already talked about the free throw shooting woes, which cost them a chance at the WPL championships. The further you advance, those things come back and bite you.
So 33-28 at intermission. Peters with a 17-11 advantage in the third to lead 50-39. And then the Rockets 15, Indians 14 in the fourth. But Peters with the 10-point win, 64-54. For Spring Grove, I have 17 points on the night for their Cooper Smith, their leading scorer. And right at season average for Caleb Allen with 10. Nobody else in double digits. Spring Grove hits 10 of 13 foul shots in the ball game tonight. For Peters Township, Nick McCullough with 19, Dylan Donovan with 17, Jake Wetzel with 13. Sean Thelk just doesn't quite make it because he didn't get another three ball. He didn't get another look after that one from
where he was straddling the volleyball 10-foot line.
He had one, but they were in milk the clock mode where he passed it up and drove and dished for points. But you're right, three buzz bomb threes in the first half, and that was all his scoring.
Peters Township, 14 of 19 at the foul line in tonight's game. 7 points more than what they had in three fewer attempts. Let's see, 7 points more.
And a seven-point loss.
And lost by seven the other night.
Wow. Easy math once again.
Honestly, it's at least a tie. We may still be playing.
Could be right.
It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
We're going with Jake Wetzel,
Community
the sophomore.
College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, not the leading scorer for Peters Township. But not the second leading scorer for Peters Township. Tell me why we chose Jake Wetzel as our player of the game.
So 13 points for sophomore Jake Wetzel. That's not a bad thing, but he's the difference, right? The 6'8 post player with 15 rebounds. And that was something that Spring Grove couldn't handle inside.
I knew you had said the 15 boards, so the double-double, but I said to you, he was the difference
was.
In the game.
He
didn't do all the scoring, but he's something that Spring Grove didn't have and didn't have an answer for.
And that's
changed
why
the shot, the length,
right?
The blocks, the rebounds. They just didn't have an answer, and that's why Peters Township's moving on. Jake Wetzel, our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. So it's on to the second round. Peters Township boys will play either West York or Mars on Tuesday.
Let's see if Natalie can duplicate that feat tomorrow.
You'll
be back.
Indeed we will. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Bud Bear Buick GMC on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our state basketball coverage continues tomorrow. We'll be right back here at the AHN Arena as WPIL champion Peters Township girls host Conrad Weiser. And our coverage of the state wrestling championships includes the medal bouts and championship matches tomorrow on WJPA AM, followed by the start of NCAA Basketball Conference Championship Week. Our thanks to both head coaches, Joe Ehrman and Jared Smith, Brian Geyer and Justin Piles, the entire crew here at Peters Township. From my partner, Bob Orquist, floor director, Eric Bennett, Brandon Bennett, and Scott Donnelly on Crama, and Bill Chapo in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. In the PIAA 5A boys basketball opening round, your final score, Peters Township 64, Spring Grove 54. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.